Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another What's Up Wednesday. I'm your host, Brett Leninger. And today, since it's a foggy day, we've had quite a couple of these foggy days lately, but even though it's already, like, halfway over in the day, it's still pretty foggy out, I decided we're going to talk about fog. Isn't that wonderful? No, on a serious note, I am going to be talking about fog, mainly because looking out my window and seeing the fog, trying to think what today's podcast would be about, it kind of reminded me this weekend I was driving back from the hills and I hit fog with the closer I got home. And, you know, I was just, it was really random. Like, it just got dark, you know, and you already can't see that far and that. And then all of a sudden, like, just fog started to hit. So you see even worse. You can't see that farther ahead and you have to slow down and things like that. And it actually got me thinking about life, and for whatever reason I made this connection in my head, which I'm going to try to make to you guys, between life and driving through fog. But anyways, made me start thinking that sometimes, you know how God says that we are the light in the darkness, sometimes he's the lamp onto our path, the light onto our feet, something like that. Sorry, my brain's not fully functioning, but anyways, so in a car, you have the headlights. When it gets dark out, you can only see so far ahead of you. And if you're out in the country somewhere, sometimes you're watching out for deer. You're watching out for those things that can run out in front of you and become an obstacle, right? And this started making me think, sometimes God's light doesn't shine that far ahead, so we can't see the end of maybe his plans for us. Like, we don't see his end plan for us. And then it also started to hit me that sometimes God might put some fog in your way to where we can't even see as far as we normally could see with just the light, because if we were to see beyond that, it would prevent us from getting to that point or things like that. And so when I'm driving in this fog and all of a sudden, like, I hit a spot that is just major fog. Like, I had turned my brights off, like, it was bad, like, I could only see a couple feet in front of me, I had to slow, like, way down to 35 on a 65 mile an hour highway, and I hit this, and I was just like, and it just clicked in my head, sometimes God has to block us from seeing the full travel plan, the full destination, the full path for us that we're taking in order to keep us on the path and focusing on the things that are right in front of us. Crazy, right? Well, then I get out of the fog and I keep going, you know, and I hit the interstate and I was like, oh, I'm out of the fog. I can see everything again. There's this endless path I can see of where I'm going and it's amazing. And then all of a sudden the fog comes back. And it starts to roll in more and more as I keep moving. And on the interstates in South Dakota, it's 80 mile per hour speed limit. So I'm going the speed limit, you know, going down the interstate. Fog hits, you know, sometimes you turn your brights on, you can see further, not depending. So I'm going through this fog, and I can still see far enough that I am comfortable going the speed limit, you know. For the record, I have drove in many winter storms and blizzard type weather on interstates and that, so not being able to see too far doesn't scare me anymore, and I would say my ability to drive in that is probably better than most people, so I don't recommend, I only recommend going what you're comfortable with driving, just as a disclaimer there, don't overpush yourself. But anyways, I'm going through the speed limit through this fog, and it starts to thicken up again, and once again it hits me, whatever reason this thought hits me, of that sometimes God fogs out or doesn't let us see too far ahead of ourselves to get distracted by the end goal, rather to see what's right in front of us, to focus on what's right in front of us here and now, because that is more important than the far away at the moment. And it just got me thinking, you know, sometimes in life God does that to us too, where he fogs out the path so we can only see maybe a couple of feet in front of us, and, you know, that causes us to slow way down in life, in this busy life of distractions. And sometimes it's a good thing that we end up slowing down, because then we start seeing things we haven't seen before. And it, just like driving, when you're just headed straight down on the interstate 80 miles per hour, you hit a bunch of fog, and if you don't slow down, that semi that's 2, 5, 10 feet in front of you that you can't see is going to be there a lot quicker if you don't slow down. And in life, I think that's what God is doing sometimes. He's like, there's a semi in front of you. You need to slow down. Focus on what's right in front of you rather than your final destination. And then here comes the semi in this fog, and you're like, oh, gotta get over. So slowing down ends up being a protection for you of the obstacles coming in your way. But anyways, driving through this fog that's going through my head, and then coming out of the fog, you can start seeing everything again. Even though it's dark, you can see a lot more things. All the headlights of cars coming towards you come into view again, and it's just one of those things where sometimes God has to block out seeing the total way of how we're getting somewhere or the path that we're taking in order to keep us on that path and to fully understand everything that's right in front of us before we continue on. I hope this makes sense to some people, because partially in my head right now I feel like I'm making no sense to someone. And I wish I could explain it better, but that's really all I got to explain it in. But anyways, otherwise, you know, I like fog. Like, the foggy weather, to me, it's beautiful. And if you get it the night before it gets freezing cold, that means the frost the next morning, everything is going to be beautiful white. And that's how it was after I got home, you know. And the next day comes and everything's just this beautiful white frosted over, and Sometimes we have to go through the fog to get something that's beautiful and amazing and that. So, you know, so if you can't understand where you're going or what your plan is, basically what I'm trying to say is that's okay. Take a look at where you are now and what you're doing now and try to live in the best in that at the moment. But don't stop moving forward. You still have goals in your head, still have ideas in your mind, goals in your mind, things like that. Don't stop moving towards those, but just take a slow step down and just work where you're at right now and that couple feet that you can see. Because once you take those steps, sooner or later you're going to come out of that fog and be like, that's what God has been working in me. That's what God has been planning for me to do. Anyways, guys, that's really all I got. Don't forget, visit my website, www.brettleninger.com, to keep up with my progress. Getting really close, guys, under $10,000. I believe it's only like $9,800 I need for my one-time expenses. But guys, if you want to partner with me monthly basis to help support my living and that while I'm over there on the missions field, I am in need of those monthly supporters, because guys, I won't have a paying job while I'm there. I'm gonna be relying on those who are sending me to keep things moving for me over there, to allow me to have a place to live, to allow me to take people out for coffee, be a one-on-one relationship with people, to mentor, to do those types of different things like that. So if you are at all able to give for monthly support for the 2 years while I'm gone, please visit my website, www.brettleninger.com, and take a look. If you scroll down, you run into the monthly pledges thing. Take a read through that. Take a read through my story and everything on there too. There's a video there and things like that. But that is the major help I need right now, guys. Otherwise, guys, that's all I got for you today. I hope you got something out of what I said today, because a lot of What's Up Wednesdays is really just me rambling of things I've thought in my mind within like the last week that I just thought were like really cool and just random things like that. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Really got nothing else for you guys. So have a great week. Catch you next Wednesday. And as always, be you, be bold, be strong. Peace out, guys. Catch you later.